Roberts. Coronavirus cases around the world continue rising as we pass another dour milestone. There are more than 10 million confirmed cases globally. The number of infections surpasses 2.5 million in the United States, the hardest hit country. We're closing in on another milestone no one wants to see. 500,000 people nearly have died from COVID-19, with 125,000 of them in the U.S. Five U.S. states, including Florida and Arizona, recorded daily highs for COVID-19 cases Saturday. Both states have set records for new confirmed infections in recent days. Hospitals in Arizona have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating patients. China imposed a strict lockdown on nearly 500,000 people Sunday in a province surrounding the capital of Beijing. It's an effort to contain a fresh coronavirus cluster, and authorities warn the outbreak was still, quote, severe and complicated. Hundreds have been infected in Beijing, and cases have emerged in neighboring Hebei province in recent weeks. This comes after China largely brought the virus under control. U.S. President Donald Trump retweeted a video showing one of his supporters in Florida shouting white power at protesters of his administration, drawing rebukes from allies and adversaries as protests continue in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. The video on Twitter was later deleted from the president's feed. It showed Trump protesters and supporters in Florida shouting profanities at each other. After a protester called a Trump supporter a racist, the man responded by raising his fist and shouting white power, a slogan often used by white supremacists. A White House spokesperson said the president did not hear that statement. This is VOA News. Donald Trump said Sunday he was never briefed about Russian efforts to pay bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. This is in response to a New York Times report that he had been told about the rewards but had not acted to respond to Moscow. The director of national intelligence called the Times report inaccurate. President Trump tweeted Sunday the paper is fake news and calls on the Times to reveal its source. The paper reported Friday U.S. intelligence had concluded a Russian military intelligence unit linked to assassination attempts in Europe had offered rewards for successful attacks last year on American and coalition soldiers. Vice President Mike Pence is in Dallas today to attend a Celebrate Freedom rally at First Baptist Church Dallas before meeting with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Meanwhile, Mr. Pence has called off campaign events in Florida and Arizona this coming week as those states experience a surge in new coronavirus cases. The White House says the vice president will still travel to those states to meet with their governors and state and health teams. Britain's most senior civil servant, Mark Sedwell, is expected to step down later Sunday, the BBC reports, part of what some observers say is an expected wider shakeup of officials to better deliver on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's agenda. The BBC's political editor reports an announcement on Sedwell's departure was expected later Sunday, but that he would not immediately leave his post. Sedwell is also national security advisor. Chinese state media reports lawmakers there have reviewed a draft of the National Security Bill for Hong Kong during a meeting held by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. In the meeting, the director of the Legislative Affairs Commission of the NPC Standing Committee presented a report on the bill. The NPC Standing Committee usually meets every 2 months, but the three-day meeting starting Sunday is the second meeting in June to review the bill. The committee is widely expected to pass the bill into law before the meeting ends Tuesday. Malawi's new president, Lazarus Chakwera, was sworn in for a five-year term Sunday, hours after unseating former leader Peter Mutharika in a rerun election. Chakwera won almost 58% of the vote in Tuesday's poll, a dramatic reversal of the result of the original election in May 2019, which was later overturned by the courts. Voters stood in long lines in Poland to cast ballots Sunday in a closely fought presidential election. The country is expected to see record turnout that could reshape Poland's tense relationship with the European Union and the ruling nationalist socially conservative agenda. Iceland's President Gudni Johansson has been reelected with a whopping 92% of the vote, according to final results released Sunday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA, begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.